The Savior on the Cross is what we're studying at the Warren County Radio Bible School. When you hear that bell, you know it's time for that school. It's time to get your Bibles, and you may want to turn to the book of Hebrews. We're in Hebrews chapter 9. I'm going to read verses 23 to the end of the chapter, 28, because we read that when Jesus was crucified on the cross, the veil of the temple was rent from the top to the bottom. And Hebrews 9 tells us the significance of that. I was reading it in our last class, and I'll complete this reading now. Hebrews 9 and verse 23, "It was necessary, therefore, that the copies of the things in heaven should be cleansed with these, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these. For Christ entered not into a holy place made with hands, like in pattern to the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear before the face of God for us. For yet, not that he should be offered himself often, as the high priest enter into the holy place year by year with blood of his own, else he must often have suffered since the foundation of the world. But now, once, at the end of the ages, hath he been manifested to put away sins by the sacrifice of himself. And inasmuch as is it appointed to all men once to die, and after this cometh judgment, so Christ also, having been once offered to bear the sins of many, shall appear a second time, apart from sin, to them that wait for him unto salvation." You see, the tearing of that veil showed us that the old order had passed and the new order had now come, and the way to the Father could be known. Jesus went in that way, and he has shown us how we can pass from this life unto to our new life with the Heavenly Father and be about his throne. Now, Matthew 27, verses 51 through 53 says that the earth did quake, and the rocks were rent, and the tombs were open, and many bodies of the saints that had fallen asleep were raised. And coming forth out of the tombs after his resurrection, they entered into the holy city and appeared to earth to many. The trembling earth, the quaking rocks, and the darkening sun expressed the sympathy of all nature with the suffering Son of God. All this made a profound impression on the centurion who had charge of the execution. For when he saw what was done, he glorified God, saying, "Certainly, this was a righteous man, and truly, this was the Son of God." Luke 23:47 and Matthew 27:54. All the people who beheld the things that were done were likewise profoundly impressed and returned smiting their breast. Luke 23 and verse 48. There were standing by the cross John and possibly the other apostles, Jesus' mother, Salome, Mary, the wife of Cleopas, Mary Magdalene, all his acquaintance, Luke 23:46, and many women who had followed Jesus from Galilee, ministering unto him, Matthew 27:55. And we read that not a bone was broken. It was the custom of the Romans and the other Gentiles to leave the bodies on the cross to die of exhaustion and to putrefy and fall off piece by piece, or to be eaten by beasts and fowls. But this was forbidden by the law of the Jews, Deuteronomy 21:23, for the bodies to hang on the cross overnight would be a profanation of the Sabbath. These wicked Jews could murder Jesus, but could not, for religious reasons, allow his body to remain on the cross on the Sabbath. Sometimes the legs of the poor victims were broken to hasten their death. Sometimes fires were built under them to stifle them with smoke. And sometimes wild beasts were turned upon them, for frequently they lingered several days on the cross before they died. the soldiers break the legs of the two thieves. But when they came to Jesus, they found him already dead, and did not break his legs, that the scriptures might be fulfilled. A bone of him shall not be broken. They shall look on him whom they have pierced. So one of the soldiers with the spear pierced his side, and straightway there came out blood and water. John 19:31-37. This shows us that he was dead, and having died, his body was buried. Arimathea was a city of the Jews, and Joseph of Arimathea was a secret disciple of Jesus through fear of the Jews. John 19:38, and did not join the council in condemning Jesus. He was looking for the kingdom of God. He begged the body of Jesus from Pilate, who was convinced by the centurion that Jesus was really dead. Mark 15:44-45. Nicodemus, who came to Jesus by night, remember, John 3:1-21, brought 100 weight of myrrh and aloes and assisted Joseph in burying Jesus. They wrapped the body with linen cloths with the spices, as the custom of the Jews is to bury, John 19:40, and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewn out of the rock. And he rolled a great stone to the door of the tomb and departed. And Mary Magdalene was there, with the other Mary sitting over against the sepulchre, Matthew 27:60-61. And they beheld where he was laid, Mark 15:47. The tomb was near by in a garden, and no one had ever been placed into it, John 19:41-42. And it was cut horizontally into the rock, John 20:3-8. That brings to the conclusion the Sunday school lesson on the Savior of the cross, and we have studied about his agonizing death and yet his very respectful burial. In our next Sunday school lesson, we're going to look at his resurrection. Before we go to that next lesson, I want to remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I'm Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of their radio Bible school. And the Sunday school lessons we're studying were the lessons written by E.A. Elam for the Sunday schools of March 15, 1925. Now, what we want to do as we get into this lesson is read from the book of John. I'm turning in my Bible now to John chapter 20, and we will read the first 18 verses. Now, on the first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, while it was yet dark, unto the tomb. And seeing the stone taken away from the tomb, she runneth therefore and cometh to Simon Peter, unto the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and said unto them, They have taken away the Lord out of the tomb, and we know not where they have laid him. Peter therefore went, and the other disciple, and they went toward the tomb, and they ran both together. And the other disciple outran Peter, and came first to the tomb, and stooping and looking in, he seeth the linen cloths lying, yet entered he not in. Simon Peter therefore also cometh following him, and entered the tomb, and he beheld the linen cloths lying, and the napkin that was upon his head, not lying with the linen cloths, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then entered in therefore the other disciple also, who came first to the tomb, And he saw Jesus and believed. For as yet he knew not the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. So the disciples went again into their own home. But Mary, standing without at the tomb, weeping, so as she wept, she stooped and looked into the tomb, and she beholdeth two angels in white, sitting one at the head and one at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And they said unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? She said unto them, Because they've taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. When she had thus said, she turned herself back, and beholdeth Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus said unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, said unto him, Sir, if thou hast borne him thence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus said unto her, Mary? She turned herself and said to him in Hebrew, Rabboni, which is to say teacher. Jesus said to her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended unto my Father, but go unto my brethren and say to them, I ascend to my Father and to your Father and to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene cometh and telleth the disciples, I have seen the Lord, and that he hath said these things unto her. The golden text for this Sunday school lesson is Luke 24:34. The Lord is risen indeed. And the devotional reading is the 16th Psalm. This is a michtam of David. Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I take refuge. O my soul, thou hast said unto Jehovah, Thou art my Lord, I have no good beyond thee. As for the saints that are in the earth, they are excellent, in whom is all my delight. Their sorrows shall be multiplied, that giveth gifts for another God. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take their names upon my lips. Jehovah is the portion of my inheritance, and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless Jehovah, who hath given me counsel. Yea, my heart instructeth me in the night seasons. I have set Jehovah always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall dwell in safety. For thou wilt not leave my Holy One to Sheol, neither wilt thou suffer thy Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. In thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. And now we turn to the helps and hints for the teacher. Did Jesus rise from the dead? After Jesus' body had been placed in the tomb, the chief priests and the Pharisees went to Pilate and said, Sir, we remember that the deceiver said while he was yet alive, After 3 days I will rise again. Command therefore that the sepulchre be made sure into the third day, lest haply his disciples come and steal him away, and say to the people, He is risen from the dead. And the last error shall be worse than the first. Pilate granted them a Roman guard, and they went and made the sepulchre sure, sealing the stone, the guard being with them. Matthew 27:62-66. And we won't read all of that, but that's where that account is found. All depends upon the resurrection of Jesus. On this rest the whole Christian system. If he be not the Son of God, he was an impostor and a blasphemer, and as the Jews charge. But if he rose from the dead, he is all he claimed to be. The Jews took every necessary precaution to prevent any impostor here, and God overruled their precaution to subdue the cause of Christ.